source that he comes up with is the Gemara in Brachas, in the beginning of the second parak, where the Gemara quotes different opinions in the Tanaim, how far into Kriya Shema do you need Kavanas, Pirish Amilas. So we pass in Lalacha that you only have to have Kavanas, Pirish Amilas for Pasuk Rishon, and after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the rest you just have to recite the parasha, you don't have to have Kavanas, Pirish Amilas. So what is that compromise based on? So the Ramban claims, because Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa, and the rest of reciting Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbanon, and the Psak Halacha is that Mitzvah is the Raisa, Tzichas Kavana, and Mitzvah is the Rabbanon, and Tzichas Kavana. Morgan Avraham in Hilchas Kriya Shema quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, who paskins like that, Halacha L'mais in abstract, regarding the Machlekes, Machabe quotes Machlekes, how do you paskin Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zain Tzichas Kavana. So the Morgan Avraham quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz to make such a compromise that Mitzvah is the Raisa, Tzichas Kavana, Mitzvah the Rabbanon and Tzvichas Kavanah. So the Ramban claims that this is what Rebbe says in the Gemara. The reason why Pasuk Rishon needs Kavanah, Kavanah's Pirush Amilus, and the rest of the Kriya Shema does not need Kavanah's Pirush Amilus, because Pasuk Rishon is the only part of Kriya Shema that's the Raisa. The rest is only the Rabbanon. We usually don't learn the Gemara like the Ramban. We usually assume Kavanah's Pirush Amilus is a different issue, and Kavanah Lotzeis is a different issue. They're two different Kavanahs. So the Ramban says there in the Mohammed, and don't tell me that the two different Kavanas, it's not true. We don't understand why it's not true. The Fashtus says that the two different Kavanas are not connected. So that's one Mechudish Dikke comment that the Ramban throws in. When he's trying to be Mevara Halacha L'maisa, what's the Maskana, whether it's Tzvichas Kavanah, Tzvichas Kavanah. So he throws in his Pshat in the Gemara and Brachas, why Pasuk Rishon needs Kavanah, the rest does not. Then the Ramban refers you to this Sugya. He says, that's the Shaila Rabba Rabbi Yechanan, where the need the shenens of a tovla, tzvicha kavana. In other words, to be tovla in a mikveh is a mitzvah. Mechudish number one. The Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, has a machlekes hatanoim, where the tefillah bizman a mitzvah, a tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah. So Rashi comments on that Gemara. It says in the Chumash, when someone is tamei, verachatz is called b'sar ba'mayim v'toher. So how do you translate the word verachat? So one Tana holds tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Verachat means you have to go to mikveh, you have to become tohar. Everyone who's tameh has to go to mikveh, the earliest available opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. And the other Tana holds tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. It translates, that's what Rashi writes, translates verachat, it's a tovah kamashmala. It means if you will be tovah in the mikveh, you will become tohar. But it doesn't mean that's one of the 613 mitzvahs, not one of the 248 mitzvahs, I say. There is no mitzvah to be tevil in the mikveh. That's how Rashi learns. The machlekes hatanaim, whether tefillah bizmana mitzvah, tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, is machlekes whether tefillah, leave out the word bizmana, whether tefillah is a mitzvah or tefillah is not a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, so it says, riz magdim la mitzvah, so it should be tevil at the earliest available opportunity. The Ramban, and it's a machlekes hagoinim, had a paskin in days of the goinim, apparently rov hagoinim held that tefillah bizmana is mitzvah. And then the Tosis in Yuma, the first Perek, has Machlekes, the Rabbi Natan with his brother-in-law, how you pass him halacha. So there, in the days of the Rishonim already, the consensus shifted, and Rov HaRishonim hold that Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. So it's a Shaila, what do you mean? What are the two opinions, whether Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah? So Rashi learns on that Gemara, the Machlekes, whether Tefillah is a Mitzvah or not. I remember when we learned the Gemara, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, one could possibly learn not like Rashi. He didn't research it to see if any Rishonim say like that. One could learn, perhaps everybody agrees that tefillah in a mikveh is a mitzvah. Verachatz means you should go to the mikveh. And the machlekes only is, the simple reading in the Gemara, machlekes only is whether bizmano. Tefillah bizmano is a mitzvah. Oh, no, when you do that, you go to the mikveh tomorrow, next week. No rush, doesn't have to be today. Doesn't have to be the earliest available opportunity. So this Ramban has this fantastic assumption. He assumes, number one, that Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan here are both assuming that tefillah in a mikveh is a mitzvah. Then he assumes, number two, that their machlokes, whether nidush and ends of a tavla, the machlokes is whether mitzvah tzichas kavana or not. Mitzvah tzichas kavana is a machlokes, are you yotze the mitzvah without kavana or not? Here they're discussing whether she's tahira, lebesa or not. What has it got to do with whether you make the mitzvah? So the Ramban is making an assumption over here. He's making an assumption, whenever you have a mitzvah that serves as a matir, so the matir will only be present on the condition that you fulfill the mitzvah. If tefillah is a mitzvah, mitzvah sichas kavana, and you didn't have kavana, so you're not yotze the mitzvah, and not only are you not yotze the mitzvah of tefillah and mikveh, the matir of the tefillah won't
bichal either. That's quite an assumption. The Ramban is making two major assumptions over here, that tefillah constitutes a mitzvah. And if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana and beli kavana, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, then the matter isn't there either. Rabbi Kivega points out that there is such a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Tezvacham and Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the Machlekes Satanaim in the Mishnah there. In Brachas it's Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi regarding Lo Hishmir Liyoznam. Whenever you have a mitzvah of Kriya, Pashup Shad, you have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you have a mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, Kiddush, Abdullah, Mikra Megillah, whenever there's a mitzvah to say something or to recite something, does it only constitute a Kriya if you're Mashmir Liyoznav? But he said, even if Lo Hishmir Liyoznam, it's also called an Amir, it's also called a Kriya. So it's a Machlekes Satanoim. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in the beginning of Trumas says, there are some people that even be the Yevid, if the Mafresh Truma, the Truma is not Chala. Then you have a couple of other people who Lachatchila should not be Mafresh Truma, but be the Yevid Truma, and Truma. So one of them is an Orum, a person is naked. So he's not allowed to say a bracha. So you don't say a bracha, so that the lechatchila, it's not right. You shouldn't be mafish truma. But for the eved, if he's mafish truma, it's chal. Okay. Then the Mishnah speaks about a cheresh hamedaber ve'eino shomeya. Cheresh hamedaber ve'eino shomeya, he can recite the bracha. He's clothed. He's allowed to say brachas, tefillos. He's going to say a bracha, but he won't be mashmir li'oznov. So the Mishnah says that lachatchila lo yitrom, lachatchila shouldn't be mafresh truma because he won't be mashmir li'oznav, but b'di'evad it'll be good. What will be good b'di'evad? So it means the truma will be chal b'di'evad. So the Gemara says the reason why the truma is chal b'di'evad is because the birchas hamitzvah is never ma'ake, because the mitzvah of afrashas truma is a mitzvah min ha'Torah. The whole institution of reciting birchas hamitzvah prior to performing a mitzvah is only midirabbanan. That's the famous Gemara. The simple mashmos of the Gemara is, if you could imagine a mitzvah that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah and requires a birchas ha-mitzvah min ha-Torah, if such a thing would exist, we know all the birchas ha-mitzvah are midirabbanan. But if one could imagine a mitzvah deraisa that requires a bracha deraisa, so the simple mashmos, the Tosfos HaRosh points out, the simple mashmos of the Gemara sounds like it says that the bracha would be mi'akiv. The reason why bracha is lay mi'akiv is you put on tzitzis or tefillin or you shake a lulav without reciting a bracha. The reason why you yotze the mitzvah without having recited the bracha is because the bracha is only the rabbanon, the mitzvah is the raisa. How can you say the bracha is mi'akiv? On the level of the raisa, the bracha doesn't exist. The Tosfos HaRosh says from this Gemara you see that if such a mitzvah would exist, that the birchas ha-mitzvah would be the raisa, then it would appear perhaps that it's mi'akiv. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. We have a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's the Reis. Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is the Reis. So if a person learns and he didn't recite Birchas HaTorah in advance, so according to the way the Tosfos HaRosh pointed out from this Gemara, it should come out that you're not Yotzei. That's the Taina the Prima Gadim writes. In some communities, they have a practice that they lay over on Shabbos Parsha Zohar, they lay over Parsha Zohar 5 minutes before Mincha on behalf of the women who didn't, they had children, couldn't come to shul in the morning, so they want the women to be out to Parsha Zohar, but they don't lay it in the context of the whole Kriyas HaTorah. They don't give seven aliyahs, so they just lay in Parsha Zohar without any bracha. So the Brit Megadim writes, based on this Tosfos HaRosh, that if you lay in Parsha Zohar is a Kriya Deraisa, and Birchas HaTorah is a Din Deraisa, if you lay in Parsha Zohar without reciting Birchas HaTorah, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman wrote a letter to the Dvar Avraham. It's printed in the second volume of the Dvar Avraham. He writes such an argument. What are you going to say if you lay in Parshas Zohar and you didn't recite Birchas HaTorah? Did anybody in his right mind ever think of such a wild idea that you're not Yotzei Parshas Zohar? Never heard any Pesach in the world say, you didn't learn Prima Gadim? Never heard of anybody should say like that, you're not Yotzei. Why not? So he says, because Birchas HaTorah is the rice, and when you wake up in the morning you say Birchas HaTorah. Once you said in the morning Birchas HaTorah, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah for the Aliyah. Birchas HaTorah, when you're laying Kriyas HaTorah for Rabbim, that's not the Raisa that you have to say Bracha then. Everything, all the learning that you perform in the middle of the day is covered with the Birchas HaTorah that you said in the morning. The fact that you have to say Birchas HaTorah before the Aliyah, that's only Midirabbanan, that's not Bin HaTorah. So again, the Bracha won't be Miyakev, that's what Rabbi Chana Wasserman writes. The Bracha won't be Miyakev, because the Bracha is only the Rabbanan and the Mitzvah is the Raisa. So again, so getting back, leaving out, that's the side point, the diuk of the Tosfei HaRosh. So the Gemara says there, a svara, that you can't say that the bracha on Afrashas Truma is ma'akev, because the mitzvah of Afrashas Truma is deraisa, and the bracha is only the Rabbanon. Also from the Gemara, also, what would be if the mitzvah would be a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon, and the bracha is mid the Rabbanon? Then the bracha is mi'akev on the mitzvah the Rabbanon. That's Rabbi Yossi Tengel, has a whole fantastic essay in one of his svara. Maybe the din is based on this Gemara that by Hadlokas Neres Chanukah and Nikrim Megillah, all mitzvahs the Rabbanon, on the Tilus Yadayim. Whenever you do a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, so the bracha is the Rabbanon, so the bracha should be Miyakev the mitzvah. The Gemara says the only rationale, the only reason to explain why the Brichas on mitzvah is not Miyakev, because the bracha is only the Rabbanon, mitzvah is the right. How can you possibly say that is Miyakev? So the Tosha, just like the Tosha Rosh says, if you'll have a mitzvah with the bracha is the right, it would appear from the Gemara the bracha would be Miyakev. Yosef Engel wants to say, he claims he has a difficult Rashi in Sukkah, he thinks that that's what Rashi says. It's hard to believe. That, on all mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, the Bechaz on mitzvahs, Me'ak. Okay, so that's a problem. But what does the Gemara say again? The reason why the Cheresh HaMedah B'Veinu Shameya Lo Yitrom L'chatchila, why? Because he's not Mashmir Li'ozno. But B'Di'eved Truma Sa Truma, why is that Truma Chal? So the Gemara says, because even if you hold like the Tana Rabbi Yosi, the Lo Hishmir Li'ozno, Lo Yotza, so you're not Yotza the Bracha, but you can't say that the Bracha is Me'akev in the Mitzvah, so you're Yotza the Mitzvah, even though you're Yotza the Mitzvah the Raisa, even though you didn't do the Bracha the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Kivega points out in the Drush V'Chidush, and if you would have said the Bracha is Me'akev in the Mitzvah, so you wouldn't fulfill, you would not have fulfilled the Mitzvah the Raisa of Afroshas Trumas and Maestras. But who says that the Truma is not Chal? Why should he say the Truma is not Chal? The Mishnah lists of people who lachatchila lo yitromu v'imtomu trumas and truma. It doesn't say b'di'evad the yotze the mitzvah of truma. It says b'di'evad the truma is chal. So Rabbi Kivega points out, you see a surprising assumption from the Gemara, the same assumption the Ramban is making on this Gemara, that if you have hafroshas, truma is a mitzvah and also serves as a matir, it takes off the yisid tevel. Once the truma is chal and the ma'aser rishon and the ma'aser sheni, the ma'aser rani, whatever it is, once you do all the hafroshas, so then the Yisr Tevel goes off. So you see from the Gemara's assumption in Brachas Daf Tezvav Mem Aleph that if one would not have fulfilled the mitzvah of Hafroshas Truma, then the Mate wouldn't take effect. That's what the Ramban learns over here. The Machlokes Rav Rabbi Yochanan, where the Nidush and Ensev Tovlo is Muteris Lebaila, the Machlokes is where the mitzvah Sichas Kavon. Very, very wild. And the Gemara puts this together. The Machlokes Amaroim has a Shachas with the Machlokes Atanoim. Avram Nasan and Achachon, where the Shechita Tzvicha Kavana. So the Ramban is learning that Shechita is a mitzvah. That's also highly questionable that we discussed already. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs counts Shechita as a mitzvah, and the Ravid is Masik on the Ram. What kind of a mitzvah? What? It's a mitzvah to Shech Behemoth, and if you want to be a vegetarian, so you're missing all these mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah. The Ravid writes, if anything, it's a lav abom mechalala say. Zabachta, kasher tzivisichov, zabachta vechalta. The maximum you can say is it should be listed in addition to L'Sechel Kol Nevela. If you eat Nevela, so you're a violation of the Leisa Asay. So the Rabbi says, maybe this should count as a Lav Abba Mechlal Asay. Over and above the Leisa Asay, you're also in a violation of the Lav Abba Mechlal Asay. But it doesn't seem that it should count as a Mitzvah Asay. So the Pashto says, that's all the Rama meant. The Pashto says that that's what the Rama meant to say also. There's a Mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's a Mitzvah Asay to Shef. It means it's a Lav Abba Mechlal Asay. So the Kes Mishnah there comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasogas HaRaivid on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and he says, no, the Rambam is right, the Rambam sheet is that it's a mitzvah to Shech. Right, what if you want to be a vegetarian? He says, no, then there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah only is, if and when you're interested in eating flesh eggs, then there's a mitzvah you should Shech. We're not interested, so you don't have the mitzvah. So the Kesef Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. He understood the Rambam Mamish Kipshuto literally, that it's a mitzvah to Shech. That's L'chore had the Ramban in this Mohammed. That's where he seems to learn this wild pshat. The Machlekes of Nosan and Nechachamim, where the Shechita Tzicha Kavana, is because they're both assuming that Shechita is a mitzvah, and they're arguing with a mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. And if you hold the mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, you're not yet in the mitzvah, then the Melu, the Matir, isn't there either. The whole pshat is so wild, the Tesis proves from the whole Hemshech HaGemara. Tesis has an Amid Aleph, and Tesis has an Amid Beis, that even the Chachamim who insist that Shechita Tzvicha Kavana, Tvila Tzvicha Kavana, they don't say you have to have Kavana Lishchot. You don't have to have Kavana that you shech. just have to have chavanas chaticha simonim. Let's say the person doesn't even know anything about shechita, but he's fiddling back and forth on the neck of the animal. It turns out that he did a shechita ksher. So even the rabbana would say that it's good. No one says that you need kavanas shechita. Just the maximum you need is kavanas chaticha simonim. So that's not called mitzvichas kavana. That's not called kavana lotzis. And what are you going to say? That the Ramnas and the whole shechita ain't a tzvicha kavana means mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana. Mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana. The Ran writes that even if mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana, kafu biyochal matzah, the Gemara has kafu parsim. Anochi holds a gun to my head on Leil Pesach and he says, "Either eat the matzah, he's going to kill me." So I eat the matzah. I didn't have kavana lots. I just had kavana. I want to save my life. I wasn't thinking about the mitzvah. So the Ran says, when are you? The Ran comments on the Gemara. If you all mitzvah saint tzvichas kavana yotz about medvar mamurim, if I know that tonight is Pesach and I know that this is matzah, but if I didn't realize that this is matzah, he says, eat the food over here, and I don't know what it is, or I don't know tonight is Pesach, or I know it's matzah tonight. I never heard that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So then the Ran writes that that's mamish mesasek. He doesn't even know what he's doing bechalal. So even if you hold a mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana. But he has to know that he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, just he's not planning to fulfill the mitzvah now. So how can you say that Rav Nosson over here holds shechita in a tzicha kavana? Rav Nosson doesn't even require kavanas chaticha simonim. You don't even have kavanas chaticha simonim. So that's not mamish mesase. Even if you hold mitzvah in tzichas kavana, you wouldn't be yotze b'ki ha'gavim. The whole Ramban is so wild. No one would have remembered this Ramban. Yor Sameach and Hilchas Mikvos brings this to your attention. He says, look in the Ramban and the Muhammad, that he has this wild shot in the sugya over here. The Pashtus is not like that in Muhammad. Pashtus is like the Ramban and the Ran, right? On this daf, on daf lamed aleph, they write explicitly that this machlekes hatanoim and the machlekes hamaroim by the tefillah and the mikveh and by the shechita is not related to the machlekes in other places in the shas where the mitzvah sichas kavana not. Who says that shechita is a mitzvah? Who says that tefillah is a mitzvah? If you have tefillah, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, Rashi says. It's an etzet taiba. He said the Ramban and the Ran, right on Adab, it's a different machloikis. The matter of shechita or the metahir of tefillah, do you say that it's only chav with kavana? And no one says you have to have kavana for the matter. You need kavana's chaticha siman. You need kavana to go into the water. But you say no, the matter and the metahir take effect even without kavana. The Pashtus is not like that. Fantastic Ramban in Melchamas and Rosh Hashanah. The Shach in Yeridei quotes the Yom Shel Shloimei, and this Gemara has a very fantastic Chiddush, very highly questionable Chiddush, that even though we accept La Locha the opinion of Rav Nosson, the Shechita in a Tzvicha Kavana, but if you have Kavana Lehepech, if you have Kavana that the Shechita should not be Mater, then the flesh will remain also Bachim. So if you would have learned like the Ramban over there in the Mohammeds, that the issue we're debating over here is whether mitzvah sichas kavana. So we understand that very well. There's the famous Rabbeinu Yoin in the end of the first parak in Brochus, that the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that even if you hold mitzvah saying sichas kavana, but if you have kavana bedavke shalolot says, then you're not yoitze. If kavana lehepach, you can't force a kid my mitzvah down my throat. I'm doing a mitzvah and I have in mind I don't want to be yoitze. So you don't want to be yoitze, you can't say he's yoitze. But if you learn like the Ramban and the Ran on our daf, that has nothing to do with mitzvah sechus kavan, it's a different shayla whether the matir of shechita needs kavanas chaticha simon, and whether the metahir of tefillah and mikveh needs kavana. No one holds that you need kavana lotzis. No one holds that you need kavana for tahara. Just the machlokes whether do you have to have a little bit of kavana that the matir should take effect, the metahir should take effect. So what does it bother me if he has kavana shalot? Kavana lahepel. So therefore what? Very, very questionable. The Shach and the Noisakem, they quote the Marshal and they leave it like that. They assume like that. It's very difficult. The Pashtus says it should not be so. So the Gemara has these comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph says, Nofla Sakim Mishachta is Psula. Why? Because you don't have Koyach Gavra. So the Gemara poses the question, Taimen Nofla Hipilu Hukshir Avgav Dolei Mechavin Mantan Ai. You see from the Mishnah that Shechita and Tzvicha Kavana. Okay. So why does the Mishnah say that it's no good, the Shechita is no good? Not because Shechita Tzvicha Kavana. No. The other Shechita and Tzvicha Kavana, but you need Koyach Gavra. What constitutes Koyach Gavra? So in the first parak, the Gemara had a brisa on Tezayna, on Tezvav Amid Beis, and on Tezayna Amid Aleph. Gemara has two brises. Gemara says, Iboy Seima Hovaho Bisadna Demaya. What does the Gemara say? B'sarna namaya. B'sarna namaya. V'lo kasha v'kachrish and ha'v'koyach sheni. Why? V'chi ha'domer rapapa. What? Rapapa has a din in Sanhedrin. When I get to Ratzeach, and I find Zayin on my base, that if I tie someone up, and then I open up, I pull up the dam that's holding the water back, and the water comes out, and he drowns because of the water. So if he drowned with the Kerach Rishon of the water, then I'm Chai Misa. If he drowns with the Kerach Sheni in the water, I'm not Chai Misa. So just like Rav Papa distinguishes Benegeti Ritzicha between Kerach Rishon as opposed to Kerach Sheni, similarly we would distinguish here Halacha, the two Brises contradict each other. Teretz is Loikashe, it's not a Machloikis Satanoim. It depends whether I had a system, I have a wheel that keeps on turning because the water in the river is flowing. Let's say the river has a dam. So I have this wheel with knives on it, and I have the chickens on a conveyor belt, and everything is set up in such a way that one chicken, one behemoth at a time, is going to go there in the place, and then the knife is going to do a proper shechita, a far-fetched case. Okay. Everything is synchronized exactly properly. So the Gemara says, when I pick up the dam and the water starts flowing in this path, so the shechitas that are accomplished with the Kerach Rishon is going to be considered Kerach Gavra. And the shechitas that will be accomplished with the Kerach Sheni are not considered Kerach Gavra. That the similarity and equation between the din of Kerach Sheni by shechita and the din of Kerach Sheni by Ritzich. In both cases, it doesn't count. What exactly does it mean, Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni? This is very unclear in the Gemara. Years ago, there was a Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, he's still alive, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Halpern, from the Machon Technologie Vahalacha, something in the beginning of Beit Began. So that was the first sefer that he put out about the figuring out what's Kerach Rishon and what's Kerach Sheni. And he didn't want the Hamoin Av, he didn't want the public to understand what he wrote. He only wanted Talmid Chacham to understand. So he wrote in such Sisri Torah that hardly anybody knows what he's talking about here. But anyway, he broke his head to try to figure out what's Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni. He places emphasis on the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin. He has a whole shot. So on this, what is Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni? So there's a famous Dvar Avram in the third chelik of the Tshuva's Dvar Avram. He suggests a definition. What's Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni? The context of his essay is he's discussing a din in mikvahs. That a mikvah is only kosher if the water entered into the cavity, habayosai, the pasuk says, "Ach mayim bar mikveh mayim yihye tahor." So the simple translation is: if a person is tamei, he goes to a mikveh, either in a mikveh or in a mayon, yihye tahor. The person who is tamei will become tahor by being tovel in the mikveh. So the Gemara, the Mishnayis and mikvahs are assuming that there's an udin, and the Mishnayis never explain what it's based on. So there's a Gemara in Zvachim in all places, in the second paragraph of Zvachim, the Gemara quotes a pasuk: "This yihye tahor means." Hisavas ha-mikveh, the water entering into the cavity for the purposes of constituting a mikveh, has to be yiyatar, has to be habayasay alideidovah ha-mekabal tumah. So what does it mean? Let's say I have a shtender. A shtender, let's assume, is a kli, and it's a dovah ha-mekabal tumah, or a person. A person is a dovah ha-mekabal tumah. So let's say, there's water falling down, there's a flow of water from somewhere, and the water will not land into the mikveh the way it's flowing. So I stand in the way, and the water bounces on my back, and it falls into the mikveh. So I'm not doing anything, I'm just standing there. I put a shtender there, and the shtender diverts the water and falls into the mikveh. So that's called havayasa, his havas ha-mikveh, the water entered into the cavity of the mikveh, and that passes the mikveh. We require havayasa shalai al-yidavah ha-mekabal tumah. So let's say, if I carry buckets of water and I throw it into the mikveh, so that's mayim shuvim, that's another din. But let's say I don't have buckets of water, I have a broom, and I'm pushing the water in. And if not for the fact that I'm pushing the water in with the broom, the water is going to be over here. It's not going to fall into the cavity. So that's an example of Habiyasai the Dova Hamakabal Tumah. It's no good. The Odom is a Dova Hamakabal Tumah. He's the one who's causing the water to go into the mikveh. The broom doesn't function on its own. Only the person is holding the broom. So that's no good. Habiyasai the Dova Hamakabal Tumah. So the Dvar Avram has a discussion. They started developing mikvahs that by pushing a button, the mikveh lady or the rabbi, whoever is in charge of the mikveh, can cause a pumping system to function, and the mikveh will get full of water. So he wants to know, is that called Havayasa Deidava Hamakabal Tuma? If a man pushes a broom and he pushes all the water into the mikveh, that's no good. That's Havayasa Deidava Hamakabal. Even though the water is not Maim Shuvim, it was never contained in the broom. The broom doesn't have a base kibble. But the Odom is a Deidava Hamakabal Tuma, so that's no good. So what if the Odom pushes a button? He pushes the button and the system takes an hour till the whole mikveh gets filled up. So he suggests, maybe that's called Koyach Sheni. Maybe it's only called Koyach Rishon if you would have pushed the button and then waited for 2 seconds and then pushed the button and stopped it. So whatever would have been accomplished by the initial pushing of the button, that's called Koyach Rishon. But whatever, let's say the Gemara talks about picking up the dam and the water flows. So the system goes into motion, that the conveyor belt is going with the chickens and the turkeys and the behemoths over here, and the knives are turning around, twirling around, and each knife is going to shecht another chicken. So the Gemara says, if they get geshochten with the Koyach Rishon is shechita kshera, it's called gagara. If it gets geshochten with the Koyach Sheni, it's no good. What's the definition of Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni? So he doesn't have this Yad Rama that the Rabbi Halpern has from the Machon. He goes push-up shots. He thinks that it means like this. If I would have picked up the thing that holds the water back just for a moment and then put it back down. So how much would have been accomplished if I would have only picked it up for 2 seconds and put it back down? So whatever would have been accomplished, that's considered as if Koyach Rishon. That's considered as if he did it. But the fact that he picks up the dam and it keeps on going until the whole river empties out. So that's already, he thinks that maybe that's called Koyach Sheni. He wants to carry it over to the electric system. They made this electric system that you have a pump that works with electricity. So when you push the button, how much water will enter into the mikveh if you would have pushed the button closed 2 seconds later? So the amount of water that would have entered the mikveh in the first 2 seconds, that's called Havayasa Deidava Hamakabal Tuma. That's no good. And the rest of the water, that's like it happened by itself. That's called Koyach Sheni, and that doesn't count. So he seems to be assuming, he seems to be making several assumptions over here. First of all, he gives this definition for Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni, which is questionable. Okay, but then he's assuming also that this din in the Gemara that distinguishes between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni, the Gemara is talking about Shechita and they're talking about Ritzicha. The Gemara makes an equation. Ki hod omer ha-papa, just like our papa made a distinction in Sanhedrin regarding Ritzeach, so to make a distinction regarding Shechita. So one could have argued the point and said that this chisaron of Koyach Sheni only applies in these three cases. The Gemara has three cases where they require this expression Koyach Gavra. One is Shechita, one is Antilus Yadayim and Kol HaBosar, and one is Ritzicha and Sanhedrin. Maybe this is a special din in these three cases which require Koyach Gavra. Maybe Koyach Gavra is not identical with Maaseh HaAdam. By the mikveh, the psulis havayasa yudavah hamakabel tumah. If the mikveh got filled up through ma'aseh ha'adam, so the adam is a davar hamakabel tumah, so then the mikveh is going to be posel. So the Dvar Avram suggests it's only called ma'aseh ha'adam. The Koyach Rishon, the Koyach Sheni is not called ma'aseh ha'adam, so it doesn't count. Maybe the Gemara never said that. Maybe Koyach Sheni, even if you'll adopt his definition of Koyach Sheni, how much would have gone out if you would have closed the system 2 seconds after you opened it? So even if you'll assume his definition, maybe that's only a chisor and Koyach Sheni is a lack of Koyach Gavra. But maybe by Havayosa Adidav HaMakabatum, maybe the whole thing is called Maaseh HaAdam. The whole filling up, when you push a button and the whole system keeps on going. Maybe everything relates to me, it's considered my Maaseh. So he seems to be assuming that Maaseh HaAdam and Koyach Gavra is the same thing. One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic. They're the same thing. Whenever it's Koyach Sheni, it doesn't relate to me. It's considered as if it happened by itself. There is such a Tosfos in Bava Kamma and Avdalah on the days that the Chazon Ish picks on. Chazon Ish doesn't agree with the Tosfos. The Gemara says there, Shor Bor, Mabe, and Hever. So Shor Bor and Hever, we know what they mean. Hever is Eish. And Mabe is questionable. The Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, whether Mabe is a Ho'adam or Mabe is a Hashem. The Gemara says it's such a difficult word, the word Mabe is such a hard word. Maybe it means other things. So the Gemara starts raising all kinds of possibilities. The Gemara says, maybe the word Mava means Mayim. And they dug up a pasuk in Tarach that the word Mava, Babua, Levavea, means to bubble. Maybe it goes on Mayim. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't refer to Mayim. So according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Mab is a Hamayim. So Tosis wants to know, what kind of a Hezek of Mayim? I mean, a person opens up a faucet, and because the water is flowing, it made a Hezek, it smashed somebody's glasses, or whatever. He picks up a dam, and the water goes, and it breaks someone's glasses that are there. So Tosis says, no, this the Chodem HaMazik. If it's Kerach Rishon, it's Chodem HaMazik. If it's Kerach Sheni, it's Takapata. So what do you mean, Mab is a Hamayim? If it's going to be Kerach Rishon, so it's Chodem HaMazik. So Tosis says, maybe that's what it means. It'll be Mab is a Hamayim with a Kerach Sheni. So mitam adam amazik, it's not. It's only adam amazik kerach rishon, and it's a new din that mayim is a niske mamono, just like you have bor and you have shor and you have eish. So mavzah mayim is niske mamono, so that'll be chayv even in a kerach rishon. So the Chazon Ish writes with all the respect. He says he thinks that Tosis is not right. Where did they get such an einfalt to distinguish between kerach rishon and kerach sheni? He says the Gemara only has a distinction in three places: when you get the shchita and tilas yadayim and mitzicha. Because he thinks in these cases you need koyach gavres, a concept over and above ma'aseh ha'odom. But by Adam HaMazik, there's no halacha that you only chayv if you did a hezek with koyach gavra. You chayv if you did a ma'aseh hezek. Adam HaMazik is chayv. So he says koyach shein is also Adam HaMazik. Where did Tosis get this idea? So the Chazon Ish is in disagreement with that Tosis. In fact, he points out there's a Tosis in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that Rabbi Kivegar is mitzayin to. Here the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, the Mishnah says, Nof l'sakim eshochto, eshchitos epsula, because it's lacking kerach gavra. What if he pilahu, it would be ksheira, avagap deloy mechavim. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara there hasn't babakama, machlek zabiechanam ishlokish, but the isha mishum chitzov, or isha mishum amono. What does it mean, isho? I did something, I did a maise, which didn't do a hezek. But then a koyach acher comes along, the wind comes along, I was smoking a cigarette, and I put my cigarette down. And then the wind comes, and it blows the fire, and it burns down the whole city. So I started by making a little fire, and then the wind came, a koyach acher came, and picked up where I left off, and it made a whole hezek. So Rabbi Yechanan holds, that's how we pass from the Risho, if it's my fire that I started, Mishum Chitzov, it's considered as if I shot an arrow, and it's considered like Adam HaMazik. And the din is that Eish is Potter Antamun. Adam HaMazik is not Potter Antamun, so it must be that that's only when it's Isha Mishum Amono. So Rish Lakish says the fact that Eish is Potter Antamun is a dead giveaway that Isha Mishum Amono, it's not Chitzah. Rish Lakish also agrees that sometimes Isha Mishum Chitzah. A man takes a torch and he burns down someone else's curtains and he burns down the farm. So that's Adam HaMazik, that's if he does it on purpose. But if he's just negligent, he just Kiseitze Eish, Meatzma Mashma. Fellow made a barbecue and he wasn't careful and he drove away, he thought he put out the fire but he wasn't careful, and then the wind blows and carries the flame. So that's a machlek zafiechna mishlokish. If he takes a torch and he burns down the other fellow's house, that's Adam HaMazik l'choladeis. If he made a fire and then he was negligent and then the wind comes, the koach hachamirba, another natural force comes and picks up and carries the flame and makes a hezek. So that's the machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Whenever there's a machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish, the Gemara has the klal and Yevamos. We always pass like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases, and it's not one of the three cases. So we pass Kanisha Mishum Chitza. So Tesis fake Akasha, if Isha Mishum Chitza, what happened? Noflo Sakin. What did he do? He has a Sakin that's good for Shchita. He finished Shechting, so he puts the knife on the table outside. Then comes a big wind. Today it's not windy. Tomorrow it's windy. So he went to sleep tonight, he left the knife outside. Then tomorrow a chicken is walking by, a turkey is walking by. The wind starts to blow something fierce, and it blows the knife off in such a way that it shechts the chicken, a shchita ksher. So the Mishnah says it's no good because there's a lack of koyach gavra. So Tosis says takasha, but if isha mishum chitza, why do you say it's lacking koyach gavra? It's chitza. It's like it's a continuation. The koyach achav yorba is a continuation of what I did. That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis says, unless Elam Kein Nechalek, unless you'll say that by Shchita Isha Mishum Chitzav doesn't apply, but they don't think that's a valid answer because the Gemara seems to say that Isha Mishum Chitzav even applies to Retzeach. Why did Tosis think Elam Kein Nechalek, unless we should distinguish and say that Isha Mishum Chitzav should only apply to Mazik, should not apply to Shchita? So that's what the Chazon Ish explains the Pshat in Tosis. That's what Rav Chaim also has in his Sefer in Hilchas Shchedim. he has a comment on that Tosfos, same as the Chazon Ish writes, that Elam Kein Nechalek, and you'll say that since by Shechita you need Koyach Gavre, so Isha Mishum Chitzav, if you have a Koyach Acham, you're a boy, the Maisa, the end result, relates back to me, it's considered Maisa Hodim. But it still doesn't qualify to be considered Koyach Gavre. Koyach Gavre is something over and above Maisa Hodim. So that's what Tosfos says. Elam Kein Nechalek, maybe he'll give the Teretz, that Isha Mishum Chitzav is called Maisa Ha'odam, it's called Adam Amazik. But it still doesn't qualify for Koyach Gavre, so Tosfos rejects it. Why? Because the Gemara says, the way Tosfos read the Gemara, Ravel Bala Soloveitchik has in his safe on the Ramah Mahol, fantastic Biur, and then he writes that he found it afterwards in the Chidush Aran on Sanhedrin that the Ran has his Biur, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin never said, that Isha Mishum Chitzav makes me into a Retzeach, and it's come Levi the Rabbi. He has a whole fantastic Pshat. But Tosfos learns a Pashup Pshat in the Gemara, that if I murder someone, I day Isha Mishum Chitzav, I'll be Chayiv Misa. That's a simple Pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos says, if Isha Mishum Chitzav applies to Retzeach, and the Gemara made an equation on Tezvavim, on Tezayin Lang, Gemara made an equation between Koyach Sheni is Potter by Retzeach, and Koyach Sheni is Posel by Shechita. So what's the equation? So you see that you need Koyach Gavre. This is one of the three cases that the Gemara says explicitly you need Koyach Gavre, Retzeche, and Shechita, and Atilus Yadayim. So Tosfos first says, Elam Kein Nechalek is Isha Mishum Chitzav doesn't apply when you need Koyach Gavre. So they say it's wrong, because the Gemara seems to say, Isha Mishum Chitzav makes me into Retzeach. And Ritzicha, in order to be Chayiv Misa, you have to have Koyach Gavre. So if it's called Koyach Gavre for Ritzicha, it should be Koyach Gavre for Shechita as well. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives a teretz, maybe the whole sugya goes with the opinion of Isha Mishum Amono. The whole sugya daf lamed aleph amono. What do you mean? The Mishnah? The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yechonah. That very strange answer. But then Tosfos has another answer that doesn't read well. So the Chazon Ish and Rab Chaim both explain the other answer as follows. The Tosfos finally comes to the realization, even Rabbi Yechanan has to agree that there are cases where Isha Mishum Amono. There is a pasuk in the Chumash that Esh is Potter and Tamon. So the Gemara raises the issue, if Esh is always Mishum Chitzav, so Odom HaMazik is not Potter and Tamon. Odom HaMazik and Esh are two different Ovis Nezikim. One is Odom, one is Esh. You can't say Esh is always Odom HaMazik. So there must be a case that Esh is Mamonah. So Resh Lakish says, yeah, if you hold the torch and you burn down the other fellow's house, that's Chitzav, that's Adam HaMazik. If you made a barbecue and then accidentally it goes out, you didn't do it on purpose, that's Isha Mishum Mamonah. But even Rabbi Yechon has to agree that there's a case Isha Mishum Mamonah that you'll be Potter on Tomah. The Gemara says, yeah, in the case of Kolo Lo Chitzav. What do you mean Kolo Lo Chitzav? So Tosfos has the following. Tosfos says, Kolo Lo Chitzav is one case in the Gemara in Baba Kamma. So Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, Dafayim Zayinim and Aleph, gives you another case where everyone has to agree that Isha Mishum Amona. Where is that? Let's say a fellow made a barbecue, and at the time that he leaves, he finished his barbecue, he thought he put out the fire. Time that he leaves, there's no wind blowing. The wind only picks up later. So if the wind only comes later, then everybody would agree that that's not Isha Mishum Chitza. The only Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, that if there's a Koyach Acham Yoraboy, extending my maisa, I did a small maisa, and then the wind blows it further, so everything that results relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it. That's only if the Koyach Acher picks up immediately simultaneously with my maisa, or on the heels of my maisa. I do a maisa, and then the wind is blowing, and it continues right away. But if I did a maisa, I put something away. I put a knife on the table, and I go to sleep. Then tomorrow morning, the wind is blowing, so no one will say over there, Isha Mishum Chitzav. Everybody will say over there, Isha Mishum Amon. So that's the line that doesn't read straight, and the Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, they give some kind of an answer to the Kasha. So that's what the Chazon Ish and Rab Chaim, they both say, that's the answer that Tosfos meant to say. That Isha Mishum Chitzav, Koyach Acher Mirba only relates back to me if the Koyach Acher is functioning simultaneously with my mice. That's what the Nesivis gives as a teretz on the Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos has a Kasha. The Gemara says, one Tana of Shimon is of the opinion that the Bikoina Behema Daka, Behema Gasa, you must always have Hagboha. So the Gemara says, Hagboha? What if you want to Bikoina an elephant? How are you going to pick up the elephant? So the Gemara says, Chavila is Myrus. What do you mean, Chavila is Myrus? So Tosfos has a pshat, which the Zoo Rabbi says is non-existent. Tosfos says a pshat that if you wave Chavila is Myrus in front of the elephant will jump up. So you say, it doesn't exist, elephants can't jump. Okay. So Tosfos didn't know. So Tyson says, if you want to be kind of a hagbah, if I wave cherries or ice cream in front of the elephant and he jumps up, a tefach, a pritfachim, whatever you need for hagbah, so you kind of. So, but I didn't do the hagbah, so that's okay. If the behemoth jumps up because of me, that's also called hagbah. So the Tyson is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says, I put a net with bait in order to catch fish, and I go to sleep, and I leave the net there. So then the fish are all attracted to the bait, and they all run in, and then they're all caught by the net. So the Gemara says, if someone else steals the fish before I had a chance to get them, it's only gzeila midirabbanan. Machikim tzuras adag min adag, kim loy ritz adag. I'm not really koina min haTorah yet. So the Gemara says, why not? It's koyach acham yurabai. Just like if the behemoth jumps up, machmasi, so it's my hagboa. And the Gemara says in Kiddush, and if I whistle to the behemoth, korel abihibo, I whistle and the behemoth walks towards me, it's my meshicha. It's considered if I did the meshicha, even I didn't do it. It's a meshicha idei koach acham yorba. The behemoth jumps up and the behemoth comes towards me when I'm whistling. So here when I put the bait and I cause the fish either to swim sideways or to swim upwards, so either I'm kind of with hagbo, I'm kind of with meshicha. The only time I won't be kind of is if the fish are swimming down. So there's no hagbo, there's no meshicha. But most of the time the fish are going to swim sideways, are going to swim up. So why doesn't the Gemara say that you kind of the fish? Because koach acham yorba is good for hagbo meshicha. So the Tzais has this kash. So the Nesivus gives the teretz. He says the only time the koach acham yorba relates back to me is if it's simultaneous. I'm waving the ice cream or the cherries or the berries, whatever, on top of the elephant, and he jumps up simultaneously while I'm waving it. Or I whistle to the animal, korilav hibo. The animal comes immediately after I whistle. But if I do something now, I set up the net with the bait, and then I walk away. I go to sleep. I go to daven mincha, and then the mele, the animals get trapped by themselves. The koach acham yorba kicks in later. So then the choladeis, you wouldn't say isha mishum chitzi. So that's what the Chazanish and Rab Chaim both read into the Tosis in Sanhedrin. But really, this is a big issue whether koyach gavra, which is needed by these three special cases, is that identical with Maisa Hodom, or is that not? That's something over and above Maisa Hodom. There's a Mogen Avraham by Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that both the Chazanish and the Kozher Glover quote in their Svarim. That's very important. He says, when do you say if it's only Koyach Sheni, doesn't relate back to me, and there's a lack of Koyach Gavra, that's if I have the water is in a, let's say by Shchita, the water is behind the dam and I pick it up, and then the water is flowing. So really there was water pressure all along, except that I had the dam blocking over there. And when I remove it, then the water pressure starts moving out. But what happens if it's not? So the same for the Tilus Yadayim, you have to have Koyach Gavra. But let's say I take a big barrel full of water, and the water pressure is that the water is pushing down. So I don't open up a hole in the side of the barrel. I rather tilt the whole barrel, and I put it on a stand, and the water will be flowing from the barrel for a few minutes till all the water will go out. So he says, since I turned it sideways, that's Maisa Hodom, even Koyach Sheni. That continues to be considered Maisa Hodom. The only time I say the Koyach Sheni is nipsak, and it's not called Maisa Adam, that's if the whole koyach of the water flowing is because of the water pressure was there all along. So by my hasara samaneh, by my picking up the dam, the water pressure is going to cause it to flow further. So the initial amount that it flows is Koyach Rishon, that relates to me, Koyach Gavra, the rest is not. But if I tilt the whole barrel on the side, everyone will agree that that's even the Koyach Sheni, even what continues to happen later, is going to be considered Koyach Gavra. So based on that, Magen Avraham, both the Chazanish and the Kozher Glover, right, in their Svarim, if you have a matzah factory or you have a tzitzis factory, so the matzah is supposed to be baked lishma, tzitzis is supposed to be tfuyim lishma. So he says, if you push a button, before you push the button, there was no electricity flowing. When you push the button, you complete the circuit and you set the whole system into motion. So that's like the Magen Avraham's case. Not that you made a hole in the side of the barrel and the water is flowing out based on the water pressure that's pushing down. You turn the barrel sideways. So if I push a button on an electrical machine, so that whatever toitzos come even 24 hours later, everything is a hemshach of what I did. So even the koyach sheni is also going to be called koyach gavra. That's not called koyach sheni. So that's what they taina. That's against the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham assumed even when you're pushing a button and there's an electrical system, still only what was accomplished through the first 2 seconds relates back to me as a Gavra, and the rest does not relate back to me. Let me just close. Those who are learning every day Hilchos Shechita, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'or, and the Torah Habayis and the Berak Habayis. What's the din if a person is sitting? A person is sitting and he has a knife on his lap, and he gets up. He knows he has a knife on his lap. Gets up, and he doesn't care that the knife is going to fall down. He's lazy. He doesn't want to pick the knife up and put it somewhere else. So he gets up and he knows the knife is falling. He's not a misasik, but he's not intending to accomplish anything by getting up and having the knife fall down. Just so happens that a chicken walked by, and he accomplished the shechita k'shei rekidin. So that's a machlek, is the Rashba and the Ra'or, is that called Koach Gavra? So Maisa Hodim, it certainly is. That's what they quote from the Gemara at the end of the second parak in Bava Kamma. It's an Odom HaMazik, Maisa Hodim it is. But the Shaila is that called Koach Gavra? Maybe in order to be considered Koach Gavra, you have to have Kavon at least to accomplish something. When we were learning Yeridaya, the Shurim used to be in Yiddish at that time, so Rav Soloveitchik had to use an English word to describe this. He said it has to be a teleological act. You have to have in mind to accomplish something. So if the person is throwing a knife in order to hit a target, and then it happens that a chicken walked by, so at least he did a kavana for some asiyas maise boilom. But if he just gets up, he doesn't care. So the knife will fall down. He doesn't care one way or the other. He doesn't plan to accomplish anything by having this maise. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Certainly is maise ha'adam, but the Rishonim already say that maybe kerkaver means something over and above maise ha'adam. So that's at least those Rishonim say, like the Chazon Ish, like Rav Chaim, and like the Tesis and Sanhedrin, that they think that Kerkaver is something over and above Maisarim. It's not to be equated. The Tesis and Bava Kamma, Dav Daladam and Beis, and the Dvar Avram, they're equated. Maisarim and Kerkaver are the same thing. One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic, and it's the same thing. And a group of Rishonim and Achrayim distinguish that they're not the same.
I never got to.
No, there isn't so much. You'll say it all. You wrote that up already?
I
think I have that in my sefer.
The Rush?
Yeah. I think my new sefer, I wrote about the Matir and the Mitzvah. So
yeah, that's right. Okay.
Why wouldn't water be a totem of H? I know a person, his apartment got flooded. There was a pipe burst from the wall, and he was on the bottom floor where...